When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
What is your next best move? What should you be thinking about right now? I spend a lot of time thinking about, talking about, and urging others to be very thoughtful and mindful and deliberate and intentional about how we allocate our most valuable resources. And those are our time, attention, energy, and money. And the idea being that if I can figure out what's the most important thing that I want, the most important things that I want, and then allocate or apply those resources to those things that are of the highest and best use, interest, value to me, then the result's going to be I'm going to be a happier person. I'm going to be more contented. I'm going to get what I want more because I am applying my most precious things to the most important things. Makes sense. So as we are trying to figure out in every aspect of our lives, personal lives, our business lives, our family lives, our community, all of it, what's our next best move? What should I be doing right now? What should I not be doing right now? What should I be absolutely stop doing altogether? These are the questions. So how do I get better at doing that? How do I know what I should be doing, what I should not be doing? The last thing I want to do, unless I want to do it, is waste time. Time is, just because time is of value doesn't mean that I don't want to waste it sometimes. Just because I know how important my resources are doesn't mean that I can't F around. That's okay. Sometimes I'm just over all of it. I don't feel like it. I just want to sit on the couch, watch a show, burn some time, waste it. It's not that I consciously want to waste time. It's just that I need a break. I need to kick my feet up, whatever, zone out. And that's okay. That's okay. We need to honor that, particularly if we're just biting ourselves so bad and every fiber of our being just says, I just can't do this right now. I need a break. I'm burned out. I'm stressed out. I just can't right now. Totally fine. What I don't want is to be lying and BSing myself and just keep trying to push a rope and to do things that are just not going to happen. It's not going to happen today. It's okay. So I want to be more conscious about that and make more, you guys, informed decisions. I don't want to just be lying to myself and going through the motions and spinning my wheels when I could be recovering and giving myself what I really need, which sometimes is just to blow off some steam or burn some time. So there's all this going on. And then it's the conversation about, should I be focused on my strengths and just go all in on my strengths? Should I try to understand where I'm weakest and how can I figure out how to get stronger in these areas that I'm not that strong in? And I think at this point, I'm more in the camp of let's focus on our strengths more than our weaknesses, because I don't know that I've got enough time to improve my weaknesses so they're just sort of a neutral. I think I would rather focus on my strengths. But I'm open to conversation. It's something I've been thinking about. So I would love to know what you think about that. But in service of helping us to figure out what our next best move is, or what our next best moves are, in service of figuring out how best to be allocating our resources, the Pareto Principle is a very, very, very helpful tool in helping us sharpen, prioritize, and then focus on the things that actually do matter the most. And you're probably familiar with the Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, 80-20 law. And the idea is when you identify 20% of the causes that lead to 80% of the results, then you can focus on those really productive activities and focus less or get rid of the wasteful ones or the ones that just don't yield the results that you're looking for. So again, 20% of the stuff you do or that you focus on is oftentimes going to get you. Rather, when you recognize what the 20% of the activities are that get you most of the results, then you can focus more on those 20%. So that's the key. But my question is, do we know what those are? Do I know what those activities are? Do I know what those things are? Do I know what that 20% is? So that's what I want to talk about today. So again, the idea is that 80% of the outcomes come from 20% of the causes. An Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto, he observed in 1896 that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. That's interesting. I wonder where else that applies. And he found out, studying it, that it applied to many places beyond just economics. It applies to our businesses, our personal lives, time management, and productivity in general. So again, core idea is that not all of our causes, not everything that we're doing are going to be equal in terms of what they yield or their impact. In fact, it's the realization that a small percentage of the things that we do, the causes, leads to a large percentage of the results. So it commonly shows up as 80-20, but could be 70-30, could be 90-10, could be 95-5. And what a joy that would be if you can get to 99%, that you recognize that 1% of the things that you do get 90% of the results. What would you do then? Well, you would absolutely focus on that 1%, right? Like, this is awesome. I know exactly which lever to pull, which button to push. Incredible. So, but it's never necessarily going to be 80-20. Just be mindful of that. Be thoughtful of that. So think about from a business perspective. If you could know that 80% of your sales come from these 20% of customers. So if you've got 100 clients, 100 customers, you know, okay, wow, turns out that the majority of my sales come from these 20. Then you'd focus more on those 20 than you would on the other 80%. From a time management perspective, if you know that out of everything that you do on a daily basis, 80% of the productive work that you do comes from 20% of the tasks that you engage in, well, that's going to be really helpful. And this is something that I don't know that we all have a really firm grasp of. And I know that I don't know that I know this definitively. So I need to do some more work here too. So what are the key tasks that I have to be doing from a time management perspective, or just to get work done? To get the right amount of work done, the most productive amount of work done, what are the tasks that are driving 80% of it? What are those 20% highest value tasks? So, and it's true of our health too. Think about that 80% of your health benefits come from 20% of your good habits. Think about if you're in the habit of exercising and you have a nutritious diet, and you get enough sleep out of everything that you're doing to promote good health, I bet it comes down to 20% of the stuff you're doing is going to have the biggest results. So again, it helps us to really prioritize our tasks, focus our efforts on the things that really matter the most. And it helps us to focus on those things and then minimize what is less valuable or really wasteful a lot of the time, which is part of the human condition. So again, if you're able to identify the 20% of your customers or your product lines that generates the most revenue, it's going to allow you to strategically focus on improving those things. So it's allocation of resources that we're looking to become as efficient as possible. So what can you be doing when you are making policies, making good decisions? Really everything that we're doing, you can apply this to the world of politics, to the world of business, to the world of health. You can apply it to coding and technology, really literally everything. Figure out if you're trying to have a better relationship with your kids. Think about, okay, what are all the different activities that I do with my kids, and what are the highest value things that we're doing that lead us to having a really strong, positive relationship? What are the things that I need to be doing as a parent to be able to demonstrate and show them that this is what it's going to take for you to be a successful, independent adult down the road? Figuring those things out. So if we're going back to the company, figure out, yep, this is what I need to be doing. If we're talking about personal productivity, you figure out that 20% of the tasks are which 20% are going to deliver the best, most efficient results. You know, that's going to increase your productivity. But more importantly, I think it's also going to reduce the amount of stress that you're feeling.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
And that's really valuable also. It's increasing productivity. It's reducing stress. These are all really, really, really positives. So to revisit the idea that it's not going to always be 80-20, it doesn't have to be. It's all about that you're going to get uneven results from certain activities. And once you identify that, wow, look at that. I thought that going to this networking meeting, if you're in business or you're trying to develop a clientele at some point, I thought that going to this networking meeting or, you know, meeting this kind of professional for coffee a couple of times a week was going to deliver a lot of results, but it turns out that's gotten me very minimal results. So big part of this is doing an honest assessment of what activities am I doing and being honest with ourselves, is this getting me the result that I really want? And then when you know that, that's when you can figure it out. So the trick is identifying what is referred to as the vital few. So figure out which 20% of your tasks, clients, products, or efforts are delivering 80% of the results that you're looking for. And then it's a function of how do we eliminate or minimize the trivial many. So now that you've figured it out, what do we do? And if you're in a position where you can hire people to all of a sudden take off your plate all the stuff you ought not be doing, that's awesome. But meanwhile, in the real world, I appreciate that you might not be in a position to be able to hire full-time staff to be able to help you with your business, or you might not be in a position to be able to hire a housekeeper or a landscaper or a pool person, just from a very functional, think about the work that must be done around your home. Got to do laundry, got to cook food, got to vacuum, got to clean the pool, got to do landscaping. This is a lot. So are there opportunities for you to get some of that off your plate? But again, I know that we can't just all of a sudden move from 0 to 60. So the trick is, how can I do a little bit less? Or how can I get a little bit better at this to free up a little bit more time to focus on the things that do really matter? So in terms of our family unit, if I recognize that I spend so much of my time on Saturday and Sunday running errands and doing chores and completing the list of the stuff I was just talking about, that I'm not able to spend as much quote unquote quality time with my kids, well, what can I do? How can I make this a little more efficient and tip the distribution of the percentages more in my favor? And that's the work right there. That's figuring it out. And as intelligent people, I think that we're able to do that. And just also understanding that this is going to shift a little bit over time, because once you do identify what's most important, and then you're able to start moving and shifting your activities more towards that, well, then your Pareto distribution is probably going to shift a little bit more, and you're going to continue to become a little bit more efficient. So that's a really powerful thing. So I think that you become more efficient when you focus on those vital few activities that lead to the majority of your results. You are doing what we all want to do, but don't always know how, which is work smarter, not harder. It's going to result in better decision making, because it's going to help us to prioritize those high value or high impact activities and move away from wasting more time or wasting time on low value tasks, and then improving our problem solving. So it's going to help us to get to the root cause of the problems and recognize that a small number of issues are responsible for the majority of the problems. So that's the distribution. You can apply it in so many different places. Like 20% of the problems are going to, or 20% of the root causes are going to result in 80% of the problems. Just like 20% of your activities are going to result in 80% of the results. So the cause and the effects. So it's a really fascinating thing. And within your organization, 20% of your sales team is going to, you know, produce 80% of the results. And so on and so forth. It's just going to show up everywhere, just like Pareto recognized that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the people. So pretty extraordinary. But once you know, then it can help you to figure out what that next best move is. And you can look and see and look at yourself and say, okay, What am I strongest at? What are the activities that I'm really good at that are moving that needle, that are having the biggest impact in every aspect of my life? And really do an audit of those things. What are the stuff I'm doing every day? It's a long list. We're doing so much stuff. We're making so many different kinds of decisions. And the idea is having a better and deeper understanding of these are the highest impact, the vital few, versus the many that are causing me to be way less efficient and taking me further away from the life that I want versus getting me closer to it. How do I get rid of some of those? Then you can do it a little bit at a time. Don't have to do it all at once. And like this has been, like Pareto talks about, it's going to change over time anyway. So as you are trying to figure out, what's my next best move? What ought I be doing right now with my time to get the results that I'm looking for? Having a better and deeper understanding of the impact of the things that you're doing and understanding which are of the highest value, I can't advocate enough that that's going to get you closer to what you truly want. So, more you know. As always, do your part by doing your best.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.